Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
There was a time, this time, God revealed to the Apostle and Prophet John, he saw into heaven. He said that I saw multitudes upon multitudes that no one can number. They were before the throne and they were worshiping God in heaven. He didn't say, I just saw some few people, seven. I just saw seven people in heaven. He said, multitudes upon multitudes that no one can number. That is not few. The scripture said that on this narrow way of discipline, it's difficult. Use the word difficult.
Now, Bible says, "Ekwana osano." What the church, say, "Oh yes, sin."
Says, "Difficult is the way."
Ekwana, oh yes, sin. Ekwana, no yes, sin.
How many of you can sincerely lift up your hand to heaven and say that, "Yes, Pastor, a life of discipline is a very difficult life."
Yeah, na ye wa ni ebo tumi ya maesla kede. Ababa, oh yes, ababa insha wadono, oh yes, sin.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
If you have to discipline yourself to time, it's not easy. If you have to discipline the way you eat, it's not easy. If you have to discipline your mind, it's not easy. But in indisciplined life is so easy. But it will destroy your body in this life. It will destroy your heart in this life. Even ladies, it will destroy just your figure. Just your figure. But you can enjoy kingdom life. Oh yeah.
Yes.
You can have such a disciplined life. It doesn't matter whether you are poor. It doesn't matter whether some of your social support system have been cut off. In other words, you are maimed. If only you can be disciplined. You can have self-control. You will enjoy kingdom life now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So discipline is difficult. Because the fallen human nature is averse to it. It doesn't like it at all. In fact, few people will even preach and teach you about discipline. Because few people are on that way. That gives us kingdom life. The kingdom lifestyle I'm talking to you about today is a life of discipline. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Discipline, although it's difficult, but it comes easy to a life that has a compelling vision and a clear plan. Look at Proverbs chapter 29 and then verse 18. Self-control, it becomes easy to those with a compelling vision. and a clear plan. In fact, are you aware that without a plan, you cannot even talk about discipline? Because what are you going to be disciplined to? You don't have any standard. You don't have any plan. That is why Jesus said, go and bring the street people first. The first order is to have a plan. And then the second order is that bring those in the lanes, the small, narrow, disciplined places. Because after you have a plan, you must discipline yourself to the plan. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. Casting off restraint means that the people, they lose self-control, they become indisciplined. If you have to live a disciplined life, if you want discipline or self-control to come easily to you, then you must have a revelation. You must have a kingdom enhancing revelation. Otherwise, you cannot really be disciplined. Otherwise, listen carefully to me. Your discipline will be a night day wonder. When it's coming to the end of the year, people make resolution. They say, me, I'm going to wake up, do my quiet time. Hey, this kind of food I'll not eat anymore. Hey, this I'm going to report to work early. Maybe I'm going to make sure that I come to church early. I'm going to do all my things nicely. I'm going to document. I'm going to do everything fine. Organize my family. Organize my life. People have a lot of resolution, but you see, the self-control to stick to it, it doesn't happen. Maybe the first week in January it does. But after the first week, everything breaks loose. There is no restraint. You have left the lane, you see. It is because you lacked a compelling, kingdom-enhancing revelation. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if your discipline is based upon fear, listen carefully to me. If your discipline, your self-control is based on fear, that hey, this food, if I eat it, I am going to have this problem, I'm going to die and all that, die early and stuff like that, if I continue this lifestyle, if you out of fear stop something, you will continue. You cannot guarantee a stoppage of that bad behavior. The reason is simple. Fear is a weak foundation for any good thing to stand on. The devil will come against the fear because he works with fear. And so you should not resolve to do something based upon the fact that maybe if I don't do it, I'll get high blood pressure. Maybe if I don't do it, I'm going to get diabetes. You must look at a more positive reason, a revelation, a kingdom revelation, that I need to do this so that I can fulfill this kingdom revelation. That is the positive foundation on which your discipline or self-control can stand and endure past January, February to December to the end of your life.
Now, my yaka kosini na ide. Se wa brabo no se eribona eni da zuhuna asha una otu nkwa de akoko akokana obele tiyama December dra ni nane yakede eraze from January masi samusuban se mono me san meje mono mi bio me mako eduma ntem ma ba sori ntem na ya church oh bi dia na ye mo kwa time matro ni nara na se January sim nara, again, Ojigan, I have a fight time. A quick human second. What today, Basan? On the 4th, on the 5th, February. Na asan is with the do. Ma watching in there. A young fatim papa or Sunday. Fatim Jara is Roka Hono. Oya, or ma as it in Connie. Or Sunday, say, everyone, but there. Musoda, say, Mary, fried rice, nan, ya, menya, cholesterol. Na cholesterol is mean as well. Or the diabetes is not enough. It's my brother, or neither, not enough, not enough. It's just that much of that I am my day. No, men we progress. Now what I yaku kya I feel necessary. O Sunday is run a stroder. Even a yard when it's I will eat a couple of it. But what do you know? When you get anything at one of you on Sunday, and you get or you get snacks and exit, it's true that we tell you. It's a zipper and lift for him, or yet is thrown on yet at that. Oh, boy, my dear, to that for the name. Now, or yet, I say, Sunday, that's a second item, the best I can get to get it.
My brothers and sisters, I came to tell you,
hey, then the brother may be catch out there.
Change the motivation for your life. Change the motivation for even the studies you are doing. Are you learning because in the workplace they are laying people off? Hey, so if I don't go and do this course and do that course, maybe the downsizing will affect me. You are operating out of a negative motivation. Get a positive motivation. Get a kingdom vision. That tells us that God wants us to rule in this life. And you know that you must reach a certain point to be able to affect certain people with the kind of wisdom that God has given you. So let that one motivate you to do your studies, not the fact that you fear that if you don't take care, they will downsize and it will affect you. Let us take away the negatives out of our prayers, the negatives out of our lives, and let our energies be only positive. Be that of the kingdom. Be motivated from the kingdom, not motivated because you fear destruction necessarily, or you fear hell, but hallelujah. Jesus said, repent. Listen. Jesus said, repent. Not because hell is real. He said, repent because the kingdom is at hand. The motivation for changing, for discipline, for self-control is because of the kingdom. It's not because of, hey, if I don't repent, I'll go to hell. That is how come many people, they come into the Christian life. And some of you pastors say, you are struggling too much. Do you know why? Because you present them with a certain gospel, which is a negative gospel. You stir them to give them their lives to God. And that is not a sure foundation for an enduring kingdom life. Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, I have the person in there. As you tell that is so much, I will tell you, on your hotel, Papa, on your Zaka, over to now, what happened? Or send the Bible is there. Baby, and you are soon now, or send him crying in you. Bibia na ọkọ ọse na ma odi ye wuni de se ewedrim next go obi aye ni masana enya obi aka jere on chair go beju ko fezi o mo na wa tun hun bi ta chen na ye ta sa ko ma na ta je to ma ko ko tun na bi sa de enya masa bi ama se wo sa kan ko fa mo ko bi de bi ono no onye gote papa o ye etu na etu ase de e bi sha da le ni so sa de na ko ko en bra ko ni si na enya on yet again there, O Sunday said, oh, me and my masters are me or Bob or so. Dama in Zamanina, number of home, O Sunday said, and destroy the big dara on board. Now, this is the young sister, on yet the Boba, and or say more. Now, young sister, O Sunday, or Shrahimano, Waben.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you excited about the word of the Lord?
Yeah.
The convener of the kingdom table that was spread at supper time last days before all mankind, that I am coming as the King of Kings. I am coming to establish my kingdom. Here is the table. Taste the supper. Taste the kingdom life before you eat. The convener of this kingdom feast, who is God, told the servant that they should go to the people who know how to stay in the narrow way.
Na nipa otopono ma okechre ni nkwane de won kokrom na won kofa onwo na gbowo ahosaja kokotu won afa ta kana osan.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This narrow way is also talking about small gifts. Small callings. Small talent. But these people, they are some way. No. They are different.
Why are strong?
Is it some way we have used it negatively? When we use it positively, it's even a problem. Let's get positive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that these people, the thing I like about them, for which I say that go and bring them to come and enjoy kingdom life now, is because although their gift is small, although their calling is small, yet that is where they live. I came to tell somebody, maybe your calling seems so small. Only 7 people respect it. In other words, you are not known anywhere. Your talent is so small. Your gift is so small compared to that other man of God. Compared to that other billionaire. But you do not look down on your small lane. You do not look down on your small talent. But you stay in it. I said you stay in it. If you stay in the small long enough, you will enjoy kingdom life now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't look down on what you have. Don't look down on your lot in life. Don't go bury that talent. It may be a lame talent. It may not be a highway talent. Ladies and gentlemen, there are some callings which are highway ones. You know, a highway, everybody sees it, it's so big. It's an international calling. It's an international talent. It's not just a talent for Impatado, but it's a talent that is reaching Siberia. It's reaching the ends of the world. This highway talent or gift or calling I'm talking to you about, it connects one nation to another nation. If you look at the highway gifts in this world now, you may become discouraged. Because these people are affecting races of the world, affecting nations, transcontinental businesses, ministries, churches. I mean, you look at this highway gift and you look at yourself. You were not picked from the highway. You were picked from the lane. Small gifts. Do you understand what I'm talking to you? There are some coconut here. There are some coconuts. I want to bring it home. Because many of us are farmers. There are some coconuts there. When you plant it, it grows very tall. You can see it anywhere. All over the world, you can see that coconut. Very, very tall. It is not because the coconut is anything. It is just that it is ingrained in the coconut to go very tall. But there are some coconut too, if I am taller than them. In fact, when you plant that coconut, no matter the fertilizer and the water you pour on it, because God has granted for that, for the DNA of that coconut to be short.
Yes.
No matter what it does, it cannot be a highway gift.
Yes.
What is important is that that small, short coconut will not rule itself out. Stay in the earth. Stay in the narrow way, because the fruit is also coming, and the fruit will be so rich that whereas they cannot see you from another country, as long as you are faithful in that calling, you are faithful in that gifting,
yes,
it doesn't matter whether you are not known except in your country or in your region. It doesn't matter. Just stay faithful. Stay in the lane. Stay in that small gifting and the calling, because it will bear. No matter how poor you are, no matter how maimed you are, you will taste kingdom life. If even you come from the lane. Hallelujah. Some of you, your business is so small. Don't lose discipline. Still be disciplined. Some of you, your ministry is so small. Nobody knows you anywhere. Stay disciplined. Continue. They may not respect your gift, but continue. As long as you continue, says this person will taste kingdom life. Let me say to you something, a final thing before I go. I want to show you where you should start your discipline. Because sometimes you hear about discipline, self-control, and things like that, and you don't know where to start from. Start your self-control from your soul. Soul. S-O-U-L. The soul is made up of the mind, the desires, and the emotions. If you want to discipline your body, if you want to control your body, win that battle in the mind. When you discipline your mind, you can discipline your body. The body will go where you want it to go. So from today going, from this message you are hearing going, don't think that your discipline, you must think about something physical. First of all, think about what is in my mind. What occupies my mind the most? Hallelujah.
Amen.
What do I think about the most? What kind of thoughts get fired into my mind most of the time? You must control the mind. That is the first place of your rule or your control. If you want to have rulership or control in this life, listen, don't just let anything come into your mind. Don't just listen to anything. Just as you don't eat anything into your mouth. Don't just take anything and eat it into your mind. No. Every unbeliever song, and they are playing kunka ka kunka kunka ka, and you too, you say it's FM. Hey. Do you know what? Maybe one day I have to teach you about the mind. Because a mind is a sound mind. It operates like something that takes sound, that can absorb sound. Look, this season, from now onwards, control what enters your mind. Listen to good things that will help your mind to tune properly. Tune properly. Because your mind, you know, is destroyed. Eh? Broadway. But now you have to repair.
Now, Mude.
I don't have time, but the next place you have to control is your desires. That's also part of your soul. Be careful about what you desire. Some people, their desires, they are uncontrollable desires. Today, they are not married though. Today, they want a woman who is fat. Tomorrow, their desire is a woman who is slim. The next day, their desire is a white woman. And then the next day, their desire is a very jet black, dark woman, ebony. The next day, their desire is something, a woman that is speaking a certain language. Hey, please, discipline your desire. Stay in the lane. Stay there.
Obi wa ha onware ende ebisanta ota ose mepe esia oye kese anabambala ono opekese o adichan na wakede mepe shanhian mepubia oye slim na owo kokokola she adichan os no mepubia ofi china obeka chin chonchon na when I have to
for is that
adichan not no me petuntum me probit the Kenyan me probi an cola no under who black
listen
what's their quota
what kind of indiscipline my desire is this
about you trying
indiscipline desire you understand that
what's in casino is a bit around down on
you came from heaven to
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.